97.5, The Fanatic.
Woo! What's going on, y'all? 6:02 on this Friday night. It is the Draft Line Show presented by DraftKings. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens with you until 7 o'clock. Again, on this Friday night where we started off a little differently than we normally do. We start off with Earl tonight as we kick off the show. Earl Simmons, better known as DMX. Jay, what's going on?
What's up, Devon? Happy Friday. Tough one. DMX, RIP. He was a monster in the industry. That's for damn sure.
Yep.
So tough. I've been listening to Spotify DMX all day. I was walking around my neighborhood.
Are you barking?
Pushing my daughter in the stroller, barking.
You pushing Skylar around.
Hype.
Oh, hype. This is dad. Slow down. What's going on?
Yeah, it was sad news, though.
Yeah, it definitely was. And of course, we knew about the stuff earlier in the week where we started to get the news about
life support for a week.
Yeah. And some stuff leaked last night, and his manager had to come out and kind of squash those.
50 years old. Way too young.
Way too young, man. And when we heard a little bit about it last night and we were talking about it, I remember I got a call from EJ from West Philly, and EJ and then Brian in Plymouth meeting, we all talked about it just because it was out there, right? And it made me think of, as you know, with all the verses that have been going on during the pandemic, everyone being locked in, musicians
he did
going
it with Snoop
head to head, and I brought up the fact that he did it with Snoop, the head to head with Snoop on verses, and you know, he's older, so things are a little bit different with him now. But
that probably had to be one of the highest viewed
ones. It was fun, man. It was fun. And as you said, it made me go to my iTunes and start to listen to the playlist that they had out there for the stuff that they did on that particular night. So, as you said, man, rest in peace to DMX.
Way too young. That sucks.
Earl Simmons died at the age of 50. And,
nothing can get you hyped like that song, though. I mean, I remember listening to that in grade school basketball games, you know, high school lacrosse games, barking in the locker room.
Barking in the locker room. You guys jumping around like it's a mosh pit in the locker room?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good time. So,
so you started to see a lot of different videos, man. I saw one earlier where, I don't know, I think I might have saw this one because Tyrone liked it, and I happened to see it. I think it might have been Ty or someone else. And it was one of which when DMX first met Rakim.
I didn't see that.
And he was like a fanboy.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he's super grown and an adult, and he's DMX.
Freaking out.
He's like, yo, you know.
Yeah,
it's Rakim. Cool. When you talk about Big Daddy Kane and Rakim, everybody wants to pit the two together. He was like, I was always Rakim. So it was cool to see him in that. And there was another video with him and his daughter on like the slingshot.
I saw that one.
And he looked like
Daddy's here.
He was nervous too.
But
he was like, I can't.
I can't let him show I'm weak.
Exactly. So rest in peace to DMX. And as you said, man, listen to the music all day.
Yeah.
You know, have the music on in the background, whatever it is, while you listen to the Fanatic.
It's unfortunate, and, you know, whenever an artist passes, you know, I end up listening to their music all day. You know, as a remembrance kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, it is, we still have business to do, and it is the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Well, Jay, on this Friday, we have a lot to get into.
Sixers are back.
Phillies are back.
Yes.
Golf is going on.
Golf. Dude, I'm having a blast right now.
Oh, so let's get to it. Plus, with the Sixers being back, as you talked about, I wanted to get to you with a few updates with some awards and, of course, conference division winners and NBA Finals numbers, the odds, as we go along.
I fear my Embiid MVP and Simmons Defense Player of the Year tickets are blowing in the breeze.
Yeah, Gobert's getting a lot of love again out there from the national media. So
always does.
Might be a little bit of trouble with that one, but it's okay. It's okay because at the end of the day, right? You know what you want at the end of the day for them to win the title.
Well, yeah.
So there you go.
Ultimately, I'd rather that.
And you'll be betting once they're in the playoffs anyway, so you'll make that money up. No problem. But, Jay, let's start with a little bit of the Masters because you've been going heavy on the morning show discussing it, seeing you tweet about it since things got underway yesterday. And there has been a lot of action so far, a lot of names that people felt like you go with some of the names that have already had success in the Masters.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you put some money on that. The odds are there. They have this this they have this odd this profit boost here. Augusta Daily on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, get a daily 20% profit boost on the Masters.
All right, good.
Yes.
It's tomorrow's moving day, and I'm going to be making some more bets.
There you go.
So the way I handle golf majors is fun. I have about five of my buddies. We're all big golfers. So pretty much every major, we all put $100 in the pot. So we get $600 to work with. We discuss who we like, and we usually take, you know, probably two long shots, two like middle of the pack guys, and then like two favorites. Like this year, we did take a Dustin Johnson kind of as a hedge because he dominated so well just 6 months ago.
Right.
Was it just 6 months ago?
Was it November, I think it was?
Was it? Okay.
Yeah,
it was. I guess I guess I'm getting lost just because of
the sports calendars
all
how screwed
they flipped
up.
It. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, so we kind of just spread it around in like tiers. We had tier one, tier two, tier three guys, and then we save a little bit of money for Saturday, for moving day, and then we'll reassess kind of the leaderboard after tonight and attack again with the remaining money. Whether you want to double down on a guy you think is going to do it or take another long shot. But after today, actually after the first round, it's really rare that a golfer outside the top 10 ever ends up winning the Masters. So you're kind of gotten like a pretty narrow view now of the pack. There's some big names in here. Justin Rose is currently leading by a stroke. One of the guys we took was Brian Harman, who we got at plus 5,500 odds, and he's one off the lead right now. You know, Jordan Spieth's climbing. Matsuyama's up there. Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa. So some big American names out there are going to be making moves. So it's a good time to kind of look at the odds of the guys in that kind of top 10, top 12 range and make some plays because you can still get some pretty good odds. Like Brian Harman's plus 1,400 right now, and he's a stroke off the lead. Now, does he have the onions to stay with a major
right
on the big stage Saturday and Sunday? To be determined, but that's why his odds are high. So it's a really fun way. I enjoy it for 4 days. You can do this on your own. You don't need buddies. Just divvy up your money, save a little bit for Saturday, and kind of have a plan of attack and go for it because you can get some really fun odds in golf.
Well,
and I love it.
And I'm not. So again, while we're here and normally we talk about, of course, the other sports, but this is too huge and you always talk about it. And I know the betting, it's out there for golf. So I'm learning.
It makes golf much more enjoyable
as a
fan.
And that's fair. And obviously, you know, normally you have a name like Tiger Woods
sure.
in there, so that would definitely make it that much more intriguing as far as the game goes itself. But also, you know what? It's Tiger. Tiger might do something.
Oh,
so
he's probably equivalent to 20 million eyeballs on the TV.
So there you go.
Like,
so
think about that.
You might feel good about, you know what? I'm just going to put this much on Tiger because it's Tiger.
Yeah.
and go from there.
Yeah, he changed the game forever. These guys are making the money they're making because of Tiger.
Right.
I mean, he changed everything.
And I'm looking at your boy Bryson DeChambeau right now.
I hate him.
Up 42, I know. up 42 right now. And I guess it hasn't worked out the way he wanted it to after he almost pulled his shoulder out.
He's a spaz. Did you see the video of him on the driving range?
That's what I'm talking about.
What a psycho. And then he goes, he has, you know, a tough Thursday, and then he goes back to the range after his round to his psycho, you know, meathead stuff on the range. It's like, dude, that's not the issue. Your distance isn't the issue. Have a little control and play with, like, he's a good golfer, but like, you don't have to do that on every hole, man. Relax.
Yeah.
So there's some big names up there. If you currently look at the, you know, odds to win it all, there's some big names. Currently, Spieth is plus 400. Justin Rose right behind him, plus 550. Justin Thomas is the guy I like to make a move here. Can he win kind of back-to-back majors? It's going to be tough, but plus 550 for him. So you can still get some fun odds. Brian Harman's plus 1,200 now, down a little bit. Tony Finau plus 14. So it's going to be a fun weekend. I got a little money left in the bank for moving day tomorrow.
And Justin Thomas is a name that I heard.
University of Alabama.
And that was just a guy that you just kept hearing saying that this is the guy to watch out for.
Yeah, him and Spieth are like best friends, kind of same age. They've been up-and-comers and you know, they're two of the new faces of golf for sure.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of fun. I really enjoy betting golf. If you don't watch golf, I can imagine there's no point in gambling on it because...
Yes, it is.
Because
you listen to the Draft Line show and Jamie Lynch is telling you who to bet. So, yes. And don't blame them because there's so many people.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Point,
that's
you give
why,
me
yeah.
initiative, Jamie. It's going to move the way it moves. And that's where it is.
I mean, so, like, Tony Finau at plus 1,400, that's still a pretty good bet. Yeah, I mean, he's right there. He's kind of been a guy that's been sniffing a major for a while now. He's put in the work. You know, he's three strokes off the lead. That's plus 1,400. That's kind of fun to me. But I'm probably going to double down on Justin Thomas tomorrow at plus 550.
Okay. All right. Well, golf bettors out there.
Yeah.
If this is your weekend and you get all into it like Jamie does and many others obviously do, let us know where you are right now. Don't be selfish.
Yeah.
Share the love.
Share the
love. Share the love. 610-632-0975. And just quickly rounding up after we saw that video from Bryson DeChambeau on the practice range.
VJ is like laughing.
VJ is like on his Twitter, on his Twitter account, at VJ Singh Golf. He says, I told him he wasn't swinging fast enough. Go ahead, tear your shoulder.
I mean, Bryson's good for the sport. Like, him and Patrick Reed are like kind of heels of the game. And you need your heels in sports. You know, they make it more entertaining. So I hate him, but he's good for the game.
And quickly, before we get to the Sixers, and we already have callers who want to talk about the Sixers. And
it's a fun
one,
of
course, the betting. Yeah, of course, against the Pelicans. What made you and your friends do this type
We all were betting it anyway, we realized. Okay. So if we put it together, we could, like, would I normally bet $100 on a Brian Harman or a Jordan Spieth? No, I would probably bet, like, you know, 25, maybe 30 here or there. So we just kind of divvied it up. You could get a little more money on more golfers that way. At least that's the way our dumb brains work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of fun, and it's communal gambling, which is equally as fun.
How big is it compared to what we see from the NCAA tournament?
In terms of money this weekend spent on the Masters?
Yeah. Now, the tournament goes longer.
Yeah.
But
if you did, like,
the interest of, you would think mostly the interest leans more towards the tournament.
The tournament definitely brings
more
in
basketball
more
fans.
But I bet there's a large amount of money. I'd love to see the numbers come Monday or Tuesday, how much money was gambled this weekend.
Sure.
I bet it's kind of surprising to a lot of people.
All right. See, look at that. You get the Masters in there. Jamie gives you some names. I can see, you know, I can't even log in right now because the activity is too busy because all the people out there on the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, it's very easy to navigate. Go ahead, get in there and get busy with the Masters and what you're doing. Right now in the standings, though, in the NBA, Jamie, the 76ers currently are half a game behind the Brooklyn Nets right now. At this time, the Sixers are 35-16. The Nets 36-16, half a game back. Brooklyn is in action tomorrow, I think.
Durant is back.
Yeah, he's back
off the bench, 5-for-5 from the field.
This is why he's my favorite to watch.
Yeah,
because him and Damian Lillard, outside of the obvious, are, you know, the Sixers and the Suns. Those two are my guys.
Yeah, Damian Lillard's fun as hell.
And Kevin Durant is just, he, as they say, a walking buck. He can do whatever he wants.
He can. So he's one of the best scorers ever in the game.
And I heard you guys talking about it, and I'm sitting there and I'm talking to you guys while you're talking, and I'm like, I'm not going to text because I don't want to keep bothering these guys like I typically do. But he can just walk on the floor and just do what he does. I mean, we're talking about an Achilles.
Yeah.
And he came back in that first couple of weeks, and he was MVP Durant, which is why I had him two behind LeBron, and B was third, because of how good Durant was with the up and down of Kyrie Irving. James Harden wasn't there yet. He was phenomenal. And yes, the stuff that hamstring, the hammy, and all that.
Yeah.
But he comes right back.
His shot's not going anywhere.
No, he's still 7 feet tall.
Dude, he can get that shot off
still
of
elevate,
anyone.
And no one can block it.
Nobody.
So look, I say that to say, as we talk about Defensive Player of the Year, I see Dom already wants to talk about Gobert and Simmons. You mentioned it.
Yeah.
And how to defend Kevin Durant. You just go out there and you try to slow, like any great player,
you're
down.
You're never going to stop him.
You're not going to stop him. If he's going to have an off night, you can bother. You can contribute to that.
Just frustrate him.
But you're not going to stop him.
Yes. Nobody's stopping Kevin Durant.
Right. Now, that leads me to tonight, the 76ers.
Nobody's stopping Zion Williamson. And here's the other problem.
Right here on the Fanatic.
I don't even know what the number is on Zion's over, but I'm telling you, I'm probably taking it because they don't want... I mean, Tobias, I'm imagining, is going to be on him for a big majority of the game because his physicality, he would get Joel and Ben in foul trouble. So, like,
well, he would also get Tobias in foul trouble.
Yes, he will. But Tobias is a, like,
he's not.
He's a savvy vet that knows how to kind of give up from time to time. Not saying that Joel and Ben are like hack of players.
Give up because he's just an okay defender.
He's
an okay defender.
But he knows not
to.
They
are great defenders.
Yeah.
They can't keep their hands out of the... They're up for the challenge.
Yes.
They might reach in a little bit a couple of times.
Yep.
And you get too busy with it, and now all of a sudden you picked up two fouls and out of the game.
Yeah, so I think for that reason, I don't think we're going to see a ton of Ben on Zion. I hope
that is the matchup.
I want to see that.
If Brandon Ingram, who has been out, if Brandon Ingram...
Yeah, he's questionable still.
...is not playing tonight, Simmons would clearly be on him,
mm-hmm.
or Harris would be on Ingram. And, you know, vice versa with who they, or, and then again, you just switch, whatever. Yeah. But I prefer for it to be Simmons.
I do too.
You need to be
challenged.
Yes. And you need to go out there and also be careful, if you will, and understand what you can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to give up a bucket. It's the NBA.
Ben knows when to give up a bucket.
These guys score, so
he's pretty smart in that regard. Like, he doesn't get those cheap ticky-tack late fouls or anything like that. He has a good understanding of that. I just think they'll save him for the fourth quarter. Like, Doc, I don't know if we'll roll it out right away. He might save that in case the game gets close, and then maybe sick him on Zion late.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens, but I like Zion's over regardless because... The Pelicans stink, and he's just going to get his.
They're 22-29 at this point. Brandon Ingram, as I said, did not play on Wednesday when they took on the Brooklyn Nets, who beat them by 28 in that
Kyrie.
Game. Kyrie had 24, 22 for Aldridge, 17 for Durant. They were pretty good that night. So
they're a good team.
What they had was, in this game, Zion, only 16 points, 4 of 12 in 23 minutes, 8 of 14 from the free throw line. So he got to the charity strike for those. Off the glass, they kept him off the glass, only 4 rebounds. So he did not find a rhythm. So who was defending him? I didn't see much. I had it on, but of course my view was obstructed. I can't really see it, but I had it on. Jeff Green, I would think of. LaMarcus Aldridge, clearly, Durant, Griffin, Claxton, Alize Johnson. Those are the names that I would think of playing him. So why was he frustrated? Why did they only allow him to get 16 points and struggle from the field overall where he didn't even shoot 50%? So if you look, you have to believe that they looked at the game plan, the film, from that game against Brooklyn and try to incorporate something, especially when you feel that you have two better individual defenders out there for the Sixers. Now, Embiid is going to be on Steven Adams, and I expect that to be the matchup
for
those
two. He's a tree trunk.
Yes, he is. And so I wouldn't expect to see much of Embiid on Zion, so the assignment will be Simmons and or Harris.
I want to see it. I think it would be... This is an ESPN game tonight, right?
Yes, it is.
I believe it is. The people want to see...
Actually, no.
It's not?
No, it's an NBA two NBA TV games tonight, and neither of them are...
All right.
No. So no.
Well, the people want to see Ben and Zion, so let's give Ben a little challenge here tonight. And look, you know what? Bob brought this up this morning on the morning show. Sometimes when a player is struggling or in a slump, a challenge is what they need to kind of zone in and focus only
Simmons.
On... Yeah.
Okay.
So he, for that reason, we all want to see it, but he said that might be a good kind of slump buster for him. If he can, you know, get matched up with the challenge of Zion and lock in and cover him all game, that could be something that shifts some momentum internally. So, you know, I hope we see it. We'll see.
We will see.
What do you got, Doc?
We will see. 8 o'clock tonight.
It's a big one, though. You got to win this.
You can't lose too many of these games.
No.
You can't lose too many of these games. You're already trailing half a game. Separates you two.
Because
right now, take advantage of your full team together while they don't have theirs.
Typically, the difference between a 1 and a 2, I think, is fairly negligible. Like, okay, you're going to have to win a game on the road regardless at some point
anyway.
Yeah. But this year, I think it's really important. Because it means the difference of potentially Milwaukee and Brooklyn facing each other in the second round. So for that reason, if you can eliminate one of those guys out of your path, that's huge. So, I mean, it's the difference between playing a Miami, Charlotte, or Atlanta in the second round, or Milwaukee and a Brooklyn. So this one seed's very important this year.
Very important. Now, there are no numbers right now for the Pelicans. Questionable with Brandon Ingram. Waiting so on the probably Ingram holding news. Things up there. So
I would imagine
you,
what? We get that around
probably
seven?
Around 7:15 maybe. Okay. Yeah, you're supposed to get about 45 minutes before the game. And but maybe something to leak out where we'll see. But let me give you one before we go to break, and we'll get to Chris and Dom and everybody else. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Simmons. 14.5, the over-under for Ben Simmons tonight with his points. Do you look at that one and go over or under, Jay?
Oh, man, it's hard to tell anybody to take a Ben Simmons over right now, right? My gut says it's an over, but I have no confidence in the world to bet it. You know what I mean? Like, he's in a weird spot right now. But my gut does say yes, he goes over slightly tonight.
Okay. All right.
What about you?
I would say 14.5 right now.
He's been basically averaging 11.8 for the last month.
Yeah, I know.
You were so sad.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I would go over reluctantly.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
and that should not be.
Yeah.
That should not
14.5.
I know. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings, 610-632-0975. We'll get to you guys on the other side. We'll keep it going with the NBA. We'll jump into the Phillies tonight as well, 7:30 first pitch in Atlanta, starting a three-game series against their division rival, the Atlanta Braves. 610-632-0975. The Draft Line Show, presented by DraftKings until 7, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Now, more of Draft Line with Jamie Lynch and Devon Gibbons.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
On 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
.631, 97.5 The Fanatic, the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Alongside Jamie Lynch, I'm Devon Gibbons. 610-632-0975. Sixers Pelicans. 8 o'clock tonight, the second leg of a four-game road trip. Once again on the road for the Sixers.
Yeah, this is a brutal stretch.
Yeah,
man.
OKC tomorrow night.
But it pays off down the end of the year. You know, your final 8 games, majority of them are home versus inferior opponents. What do you think? I kind of like them tonight. 7.5.
I do, too. And especially if Brandon Ingram is not available. Eric Bledsoe had a big game in that Nets loss that they had by 28 once again.
Ooh, it's down to 5.5.
It was 5.5? I just looked
at it. Did Ingram news just come out?
Well, so Eric Bledsoe had 26 to lead the team. I haven't
checked Twitter real quick.
Because
that would explain that, right?
With him. So let's see. As you said, okay, you're checking. So go for it.
Twitter search it away.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm not seeing anything yet.
Nothing
Brandon. But it dropped from 7.5 to 5.5.
Okay. Right now, I have it at 5.5. Yep. So,
here we go. Mark Stein. Sorry. Pelicans say Brandon Ingram is available to play tonight against Philadelphia, but Lonzo Ball is out.
Okay. And that changes things. So you'll probably see a lot of Nikhil Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Nikhil Walker Alexander. And
if
he's back, he didn't even play the other night also. So I don't know who they're playing. I mean, James Johnson is there now via that trade for J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Bledsoe.
J.J.'s crying in Dallas.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought J.J. was coming back here. So
yeah.
There's that. And then their bench, I don't know. I mean, Isaiah Thomas, who you also know I was in on as a free agent pickup, 19 minutes in that game. So they're not very deep.
Does 5.5 seem a little too easy?
Well, it's only 5.5 because, of course, Brandon Ingram is playing now. And Zion has to redeem himself from the terrible performance against Brooklyn, so they're counting on that. You tell me.
Seems a little baitish. I don't know why I dropped it. Like, I understand Ingram's playing, but still, like, even when he plays, they're not a very good team. Like, their chemistry isn't...
They are home.
They are home. The Sixers have been on the road for a while. I think I'm going to take them. But it does seem a little light to me.
Pelicans are 14-13 at home. Those two can score. Those two can score.
Yeah, they can. Well, Ingram's like a 25 a game, and I think Zion's 26 a game, something like that. Zion shoots near 63% on his two-point field goal attempts.
Oh, he does. He's really shooting two-point field goals.
It's Ben Simmons' game, but effective.
In the painted area.
Yeah.
That's where you go.
I'm going to take him, but it does give me a moment's hesitation.
No pause?
There.
All right. All right, still nothing on Zion and Brandon Ingram. I hope we get to that before
Ingram's
get out
in.
Of here.
Ingram's
no, I mean,
in.
As far as the numbers.
Oh, the numbers.
As far
okay.
as the numbers.
Yeah.
As you said, you would probably look at Zion for the over.
Probably.
So I'm pretty, I think it would, if I had to guess it, just following what they do when we do this stuff on DraftKings, I would say it will probably be 20, at 26 and a half.
That's what I was thinking.
26
yeah.
and a half, and then Ingram 24, 25 and a half, somewhere around there. Maybe even 23. Especially with him coming back.
But Ingram might draw Ben more now that he's playing. So maybe a focus on Zion there because of that. If he ends up with Toby on him, he should be able to feast.
Yeah.
You know, Toby's a solid defender. He's not great. He's not horrible. He's just kind of right there in the middle. I don't like his odds in that matchup, though.
Okay.
Zion's he's a bull.
He's not a defender, though, either.
No, he's not.
You can take
But offensively,
in.
he will bring the ruckus to you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Put that shoulder right in your chest.
That's a big man.
Where's the icy hot? not Shaq.
Yeah, did you catch that?
I did. Uh-oh. Great job, Pat, by asking that question because that was something.
That was a mental image I did not need.
6320975. All right, let's go to the phones. Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Talk about the Sixers, the Masters. We'll get to the Phillies 7:20 first pitch
tonight. I'll pull up the MLB lines right now.
In Atlanta to start the first game, the home opener for the Atlanta Braves.
Good pitching matchup, too.
Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
Zach. All right, let's go to the phones. Chris in Jersey starts things off tonight on the Draft Line Show. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Devon, Jamie, how are you guys?
Great. Good. What's up,
Chris?
So I was hoping I could make a quick Sixers point and then a quick DMX point, and I won't get off topic too much for a minute. That's all right.
Okay.
So with the Sixers, if inevitably they do end up playing the Brooklyn Nets, I like to call them the New Jersey Nets, but they're the Brooklyn Nets. And listen, I'm a Knicks fan.
And you're talking about in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Correct.
Right.
And I have no hate towards the Nets, but I mean, they're a bought and paid for team right now. They're tremendous. But do you feel like with the Sixers, I think they're competitive, no doubt about it. It's going to come down to coaching. Of course, players need to play, but with Doc Rivers, I mean, and Steve Nash being a first year coach, you think that may be the difference in the series in order for the Sixers to prevail? I'd love to see the Sixers win.
Chris, it would definitely play a big part in it. And the thing I like to remind people of when it comes to Steve Nash, when you talk about the coaching matchup and the first time head coach, his right hand man is Mike D'Antoni. So, you know, with the experience that D'Antoni has, the trust that Steve Nash obviously has in him, that he leans on him quite a bit. So, I know it is a first-time situation for Nash, but D'Antoni being there, I'm sure he's able to have a lot of input on what they do, even in-game, right? He's not going to overstep things, but he has a voice where Nash will probably lean on him. So, I do think, yes, that the coaching is going to play a big factor in it, but at the end of the day, like you pointed out, talent versus talent.
And I'm hoping Ben Simmons is going to be like a star of that series, just like really like jump out and kind of put some, some questions to rest in with his jump shot and things like that. My DMX
Fast before your DMX point.
Yeah,
the thing about Simmons is he's already shown us in the first round that he can be the best player on the floor in both the Miami and Brooklyn series in back-to-back years. He was the best player as they advanced to the next round. When we got him in the second round, Boston and Toronto, that's where we saw him fade. So now we need to see him do the things that we want him to do in order for them to win in both the second, in the semis, and in the ECFs when it comes to that point. So I hear you, man.
I think you get there for sure. I mean, I'd like to see the Knicks make a playoff run even for a round to get some excitement, but we'll see what goes on there. That's just, they're playing for the future. So I'm 43. I'm going to be 44 in a week. So I grew up
Happy early birthday, Chris.
Thanks, man. With like hip hop in the 90s and the early 2000s and whatnot in college. And
pretty much same age as Devon and I,
That's it, man.
Right in that wheelhouse.
Could you argue that DMX was Tupac after Tupac and he was 50 Cent before 50 Cent in terms of like pop hip hop culture? Because I can tell you, after Tupac passed, And then before 50 Cent, and even before Jay-Z, I mean, it was DMX, man. It was, he was MTV all the time. He was, his songs were like, that was hip hop, him and Wu-Tang. So I guess my question is, could you, would you argue that? Because I feel like he lost like that, like, hey, we went, we jumped over DMX to get to 50 Cent and then to Jay-Z, with all due respect to those guys. But I feel like, listen, man, DMX was, he was it, man.
He, no, he was. When that he carried the torch for a while, for sure.
He was. And Chris, thanks for the call, man. Again, happy early birthday to you,
thanks,
man. Appreciate your phone call.
Thanks, Chris. Tupac was like a poet rapper, kind of.
Well, lyrically, of course, he was.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I wouldn't compare him that way.
So,
but he definitely carried the torch.
And he's talking about hip hop. So when he talks about the hip hop part of it, when you talk about Tupac and then even 50 Cent, when you talk about leaping over, Jay-Z didn't go this route, but those two guys did. Tupac, it's about that mainstream now, where you reach everybody, right?
So, yeah.
So Tupac did that, and then he started in movies, he started in Juice, and then he gets, you know, he's in Poetic Justice, and all, you know, he's in all these different things. He's touching a lot of things, not just his music. Then, of course, the other stuff that gets him locked up and, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
But then DMX does
DMX,
the same
Nas,
thing.
DMX,
where he goes into Belly. And
Belly was awesome.
He, you know, he's doing, what was the movie with Aaliyah and,
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Jet Li. So, you know, he's doing those types of things. And then 50 Cent after does the movies, and now he has power and he has his hands and all of that. I wouldn't say that he was the next Tupac, because Tupac is Tupac.
Yeah, but he carried
but
the
he has
mid-90s.
His own, he has his own, you know, he had his own run.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop just because the others started to, like 50 Cent, Romeo Must Die. Because 50 Cent stepped up and became what he became.
But 50 was like, what, 2000, 2001 kind of was when he,
like,
yeah.
That. Yeah.
So like that mid to late 90s and was up for grabs.
And Jay-Z was, you know, when Reasonable Doubt
it was
came
98?
Out.
98?
No, that was earlier.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was way earlier.
95?
So, yeah, that was. Yeah, I think I was still in high school when Reasonable Doubt came out, and I graduated in 95. So.
And then you had, you know, Method Man and Redman kind of break off after Wu-Tang a little bit.
Yeah,
Nas was there.
I the one thing I like to say, too, about DMX is this. When you are as good as he is with what he did, and as you talked about walking Skylar around and you're barking as you're taking her around the neighborhood, right? I think about when, you know, that best form of flattery is when people try to imitate who you are.
Yeah.
And right away I thought of, while it was Rough Riders and they brought on Drag On, I was like, whatever. Ja Rule. Now, Ja Rule blew up, but I never liked him because I'm like, you're like trying to be a phony DMX.
Yeah.
And I've never liked him.
Yeah, I never liked Ja Rule.
So
either.
It was like, all right, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
But that, again, was, to Chris's point, how big he was. And you were talking, me and Tyler were talking about a video from earlier. I referenced it last night when Nat was here. Also, a video where the caption said, as he was on a stage doing a concert, he had the entire world there. So if you see this video.
Oh, the 99 Woodstock.
Yeah.
Was that Woodstock? Yeah, he was at Woodstock.
And it's just a sea of people.
It's wild.
A sea of people.
Yeah, he's in the overalls.
And he's in the overalls. Yeah. And they got, you know, the mosh pit is going on.
A huge mosh pit. It's
and
like a 100-yard
like,
mosh
yo,
pit.
Yo. Right?
Yeah.
And all these people. But
imagine what a high that is to be on stage
to that many people. So look at what we do.
Nuts.
And sometimes we have to do this in front of people. When we have fan fest and we have to talk on stage sometimes, and it's 3,000, 4,000 people. And not that it's intimidating or anything like that, but imagine, I remember when.
It's not intimidating.
I remember when Biggie was talking about selling out the Garden and have the place jumping from front to back.
I can't imagine.
You know, and I'm like, man, so look. DMX was DMX, man, and he's a legend forever. And as Jamie leaves here tonight, he's gonna have us on, and then he's gonna have on Spotify.
220,000 people were at Woodstock '99.
Man, look at that!
220. It looked like half the world.
See, now I need to ask somebody who's done this before. So I'm close with a couple people from the Roots. I need to ask.
They've done some big.
Oh no, they've done
some huge.
They're huge here and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, Eve was DMX.
Many things overseas where they legendary over there.
I wonder what the biggest
they played
is.
Those shows are over there.
Yeah.
So and of course the shows that they do, the Roost Picnic here every summer,
love it.
Is always great. 610-632-0975. Let's go to our man Tasty Cake Dom. Dom, it's springtime, man. Those strawberry crimpets are about to be released. What's up, Dom?
Oh. Dom dropped to the Matrix.
He did. You know, it happened. So we'll put him on hold. And I led right into the strawberry crimpets and everything.
Is it strawberry crimpets?
It's
great.
It's about right. It's about time.
All right, because one of my favorite taste cakes is the witchy treat around Halloween.
See, there you go. The specialty one.
All right, I got to keep my eye peels.
The seasonals.
For the strawberry crimpets.
Yeah, man, strawberry crimpets is dope. So I'll make sure you get a few of those. Phillies. You got the numbers for tonight?
Yeah, they are a 1.5 run dog tonight. You have to lay -210 to get that. Braves -1.5 at +175. The money line in the game, Braves -132. Phillies a slight dog at +114. Atlanta's, you know, obviously everybody's a different team at home. Zach Wheeler's a better pitcher than Charlie Morton. I can get that at a dog. I'm not saying it's a sure thing. I'm not saying it's a lock, but I'll take my chances with the better pitcher. The Braves are starting to hit. Like last series, their bat woke up a little bit. Yep. Freddie Freeman's having some good at bats.
Winners of two in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it's only a matter of time before they snap out of it.
Absolutely. And being at home,
first game home
tends to do it.
Been on the road for six games, more days because you've been on the road. So yeah,
I'm not telling you it's a strong bet, but I'm not going to bet the Braves. I'll take Wheeler at underdog money.
And if you like the Phillies and you like what you've seen so far and you feel confident in what they can do, you know, this is a test.
Yeah, this is a big
game. Going on the road against...
I mean, big game, it's, you know, April. So.
No, it is.
But, like, you might know if you win this series, you go...
You can still learn stuff.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
We're for real.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't a two-series fluke. We just won three series in a row versus the top teams in our division. Okay. All right, let's keep this rolling. So you might learn something about yourself tonight.
Okay. All right.
Zach Wheeler looked phenomenal. If he gives you half of that in what he had in his first start, you're going to win this game. He was that good. I think this dude's... I thought it was a great signing at the time because he was still an ascending player that just had some injury history. If he can string it all together this year, I mean, who knows? They might contend for the NL East. He looked that good.
He did.
He's got stuff. He's just got to not get hurt.
Yeah, and the lineup needs to hit. You got eight in the last game.
I wish we had a center fielder, but other than that, the lineup.
They'll address that at some point.
They'll address that. If they're come trade deadline, you know, if they're still in it, they'll go address the center field position.
And I knew I was right here. Reggie on Twitter says Jay-Z came out in 94. Reasonable doubt.
Okay, that was 94.
DMX came out a little bit after. So,
okay.
Yeah, I knew I was in high school. I remember it.
Sure.
My best friend had the CD, and we were like, yo.
My buddy worked for the Roots in high school.
Did he?
And he worked for Underground Player.
Yeah.
And he would take us to his trunk, and he'd have, like, the early mixtapes and stuff.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Classic.
But then that late 90s period, it was cool.
What?
There was some great artists going on, and DMX was right there
was
with
one
all of them.
He was definitely one of them. 610-632-0975. Dom is back. What's up, Dom?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Devon. I don't know what happened.
No, you just got so excited for Zion and Ben tonight, Dom. You must have dropped the phone or something.
I do love your show, and I really was listening intently. Boy, I sure hope there's a fan fest this year because, man, I've been to a lot of them, and they're always awesome.
Yeah, so do we. We hope we can pull this off this year.
Jane, I don't know if you were out there, or you and Devon, but when AI got out of that limo and everybody was chanting MVP, I got goosebumps all over.
He got choked up. Oh. He was so moved.
I wasn't over there. I heard the story, but
I heard the story.
So what happened, Dom, after he did his appearance on stage and talked to the crowd, talked to you all, he then came over and sat down with me and D. Lynam. So when he came and sat down with us in front of digesting. What's that PB? What's that?
PBR.
Yeah. And Dom, you have to imagine with our setup and our desk and everything, and then the people just started. Woof, the wave of people started to come. So I'm getting the text like, "Yo, we're on our way." I'm like, "All right." And then they clear. You see the seas part, Dom. So, yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Let's hope we get it back this year.
It was really a spectacular, you know, and a lot of stuff happens at FanFest that's awesome. So, the other thing I want to ask you guys real quick is I struggle with it. Jane, are you a two device guy as far as, are you able to watch and concentrate Phillies and Sixers tonight? Because I can't do that.
Yeah, Phillies will be on the side, smaller TV. Baseball I can follow as a side sport easy. The other night with three games going on, it was too much. I couldn't do it with the Flyers. Phillies, I can, because it's kind of good white noise background. You can check out, check back in. Sixers will get the big screen, but I'll definitely have both in rotation, yeah.
Yeah, I use the last button. Commercial, I'll go
The last button. It's an art form when you can master it.
I can't watch two games at once. I just can't.
It's difficult.
And right now, it's Sixers trump everything right now, because I agree with what you guys say. And I believe, Devon, that they are, the last 2 years, I think they're 52-7 at home. So getting that one seed, when you have that kind of home record, I think it's vital to get the home court advantage.
Especially right where hopefully we have more fans back in the building to help out. You know that plays a big part in it as well, Dom. Yep, absolutely.
Yep. I mean, do you think that there's any way they could catch Utah? Because Utah is out, right? What they've only lost one game at home, right?
Utah right now, as far as the standings, they are 23-2 at home. So the Sixers have lost five. So, I mean, it's possible. It's definitely possible. But they're 23-2 at home, and Brooklyn's 22-6, Sixers 20-5 at home. Milwaukee still has a lot of games to play. They're 18-7 at home right now. So, Dom, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate
it,
as
weekend,
always.
You're the greatest. All right.
All right, have a great weekend, man. Enjoy the games, all of them.
Hey, it's a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
A little dueling Phillies Braves and a little Sixers Zion. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, before that, and before you get out of here, let's go to Chris in Wallingford, since he wants to talk about the Phillies here on the Draft Line show. What's up, Chris?
Devon, how you guys doing tonight?
Oh, good, what's man. Up, Chris? How about you?
Good. Thank you so much. So, yeah, the Phillies team, man, you know, coming to the season, you know, with that bullpen last year, I was kind of skeptical about what was going to happen. I gotta say, man, this start has me excited about baseball again. I can't lie to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw a stat, Chris, earlier today that all of last season, the Phillies bullpen, I think, had something like 54 pitches over 96 miles an hour. Already this season, they have 72 or something. So, it's an entirely different team.
Yeah, I saw something last week where the last three seasons, our bullpens, average speed was like 94.1, which is the lowest in baseball for the last 3 years. And thus far this year, we're number one by a substantial amount.
So, yeah, Matt Klentak apparently hated hard throwers out of his bullpen. I don't understand it.
Well, analytics. You know,
that's, Dave Dombrowski went old school and said, "Give me the gas."
Yeah, exactly. Which totally makes sense, man. If that's what's working, man. If it's not broke, don't fix it. But yeah, they're very interesting to watch. As far as center field goes, you know, I'm very strong about my belief in violence, whether it's man or woman, child, whatever it may be. And I really wouldn't care if Herrera was Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, even Ken Griffey Jr.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of people are right there with you.
You do that to a woman, you don't, you know, and everybody deserves a second chance, just not on my team. Like, you want to get shit to the Dodgers or something, be my guest, but I can't root for a team that would support somebody like him. That's just my beliefs. As far as a real quick BMX story for you guys, I used to own a bar in Philly prior to COVID. One of the DJs we had there was actually friends with, he's actually a couple big rappers in Philly's DJ. But anyway, long story short, he gets us to TLA. We meet DMX up in the dressing room. We try to get him to come to our bar. The cost was just astronomical. We couldn't afford to do so. We go on stage with him. Great show at TLA. 3 hours later, his manager's calling us, "Hey, X wants to come drink. You got a spot for him?" He comes over to our bar, shoots pool with our patrons, shoots pool with us. 6:30 in the morning comes. We got to kick him out. We're like, dude, we're dead tired. Time to go, man.
You guys couldn't hang, huh?
We couldn't stay up over there.
Yeah.
So April 8th of 2018, he's at Noto in Center City. I get a call. I don't know the phone number. Hello. Same thing. DMX comes again. Comes to party with us. Great, great, great dude. You would have never, ever in a million years thought he was the celebrity that he once was.
Yeah.
Because it didn't matter who you was, what you looked like at the bar. He would shoot pool with you. He would talk to you. He had a great time with the people. But
very
the most
cool.
important thing with that man is at TLA, prior to him going downstairs and getting on stage, I had the honor of joining hands and praying with the man
the
prior
prayer.
To him getting on stage.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
Which was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the prayers that follow him with what people say.
Yep.
And so you know firsthand that it's real.
It was just talking about it now, it's giving me goosebumps again. So it was.
That's a very cool
phenomenal.
Memory, Chris.
Got it. Hey,
yeah,
Chris,
right,
thanks for
night,
sharing
man.
That, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Have a good night. Have a great weekend.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah.
very cool.
How about that? Yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah, the prayers with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Gone too soon, man.
No doubt about it.
No offense, but I'm going to go in the car and probably throw on Hell is Hot.
That's all right. Turn us on. We'll put you on your phone.
Yeah,
how you do it. The Draft Line Show is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jay, thanks so much, man, for hanging out on Friday night. As always.
Always a good time.
It goes very fast. Make sure we listen to Jamie and Andrew on Sunday 9 a.m. to catch up on two Sixers games, Friday and Saturday night, and the Phillies hopefully going for a sweep against the Braves.
Hopefully.
And it'll be the last day of the Masters on
Sunday.
So,
man.
A lot of that on Sunday morning. Thanks so much for hanging around. Coming up on the other side, we'll start off our Sixers pregame show as we get ready for Sixers Pelicans at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to you on the other side right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.